Well, it's probably an understatement to observe that starting a business from scratch is stressful, but evidence is emerging of a very high level of emotional distress among entrepreneurs. A new report coinciding with World Mental Health Day shows as many as 4 out of 5 new business owners are stressed to the point of needing psychological help. A hurdle to getting better, though, the experts say, is resistance to asking for help and whether that will hurt the owner's reputation and the business. Here is our business reporter, David Taylor.
Sibi Palakazeral is co-founder of Baraha. His team of engineers are developing laser technology they hope will make driverless cars a commercial reality on our roads.
It's basically a small device that will fire beams of light into the environment, reflect off an object, and come back. And by knowing how long it took for the light to get there and back, they can get a true measure of distance. And then this is the way that self-driving car can perceive the world around it.
As the driverless cars concept made more headway, his business began to grow rapidly. But that busyness came at a particularly hectic time for his family, and his sleep started to suffer.
I had a very young daughter that, you know, would wake up in the night incessantly. So we often got to work already with a lack of sleep. And then you'd have a very intense day, a lot of challenges, a lot of different things that you had to do. And over time, you know, those few years at the beginning have really now really compromised my ability to get a good amount of sleep, even now.
How does that show itself?
The number one thing is it's irritability. You know, you don't get good sleep. So you're always set on this edge of having less patience and less time for people. And look, when you're a leader in the company, that impacts everyone around you.
He knew something was wrong when he fell fast asleep during a simple meditation exercise.
And in all the exercises, I'd fall asleep in about 5 seconds. And then the trainer, Craig Davis, said, look, if you're falling asleep, that's already a sign that you're not where you need to be in terms of rest and recovery.
Amanda Price is head of high growth ventures or startups with the global consultancy firm KPMG, coaching and advising entrepreneurs. Her research reveals Sibi Palakazeral is one of an alarming and growing number of small business owners struggling to cope.
I think it's just incredibly stressful.
The KPMG study shows that 4 out of 5 startup founders weren't happy with their mental health and stress levels. Amanda Price says the sudden death nature of business failure is partly to blame, meaning a business wind-up can come quickly and without warning.
You know, we were actually just talking this morning about this, that have been doing reasonably well, but they've left, then go to capital raise. They're not able to raise the capital, the cash, they're burning cash. And that's that very unforgiving moment you spoke of. That's it, and it's done.
Jody Lowinger is a clinical psychologist specialising in helping business owners to manage stress and anxiety. She puts much of this distress down to a primal fear among entrepreneurs that their very survival is at stake when business worries arise.
When we're establishing a business as an entrepreneur, there's an overwhelming amount of uncertainty and you're actually taking quite substantial risks putting yourself out there as an entrepreneur. And so that taps into our primitive survival instinct of the fight or flight reaction. And so sometimes when we're feeling stressed, it might come out as anger and agitation and frustration and oppositionality or a short fuse to reactivity. So that's perhaps more of the fight, the agitation, byproduct of having adrenaline and cortisol surging through our bloodstream.
She says the first step to feeling better is to ask for help.
There are very highly effective practical strategies to help with anxiety and depression. And so do not feel that you need to suffer in silence. Seek out the help you need. Make sure that the individuals who you engage are practicing evidence-based strategies, so scientifically supported strategies, and turn it around quickly.
Part of the motivation for releasing the report, says KPMG's Amanda Price, is to shine a spotlight on the issue, reduce prejudice around it, and encourage more business owners to seek help.
We've researched the investors as well, and they are 100% supportive of founders getting help, you know, any sort of help that they need. And actually 1 in 3 investors offer support services. But I still think there's a stigma in that the founders don't want to admit that they might have problems to an investor particularly, and that there has been, sort of persona of, that's built up around founders, them being sort of the new rock stars of you know, the sort of business world. And I think that that's really incorrect, and it's put a lot of pressure on them. And so I think they feel sort of scared to speak out.
And entrepreneur Sibi Polakazeral has this advice for other business owners.
That's right. And the earlier you get into that when you're an entrepreneur, I think then the better tools you have for when things get past your level of comfort, that you, so you're able to rise to meet those challenges.